From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman said the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he expects military campaigns against the Islamic State's two strongholds in Iraq and Syria will likely overlap. He spoke in Paris after a meeting of 13 countries that are part of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Lisa Bryant reports.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that even as Iraqi forces advance on Mosul in Iraq, the coalition fighting Islamic State militants is laying the groundwork for another operation against the group in its stronghold in nearby Raqqa, Syria.
This is proceeding on plan even as Mosul is proceeding on plan.
Carter spoke at a news conference alongside French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, who said taking Mosul from IS would have a major effect on the terrorist group in terms of resources, organization, management, and leadership. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Russia says it is extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo and says allied Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are also refraining from aerial strikes targeting rebel-held sectors. The Russian claim came Tuesday from Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy, who said Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers from the city center for a week. The claim is not confirmed and appears to contradict other claims by monitors watching the situation. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan Monday. At least 61 recruits were killed, 120 wounded. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday has left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Bisharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. Workers in the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It's part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's troubling refugee crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of an operation to resettle about 6,000 people in refugee centers elsewhere in France. The United Nations says the problem of migrants heading to Europe is not diminishing. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
There are still 2 months to go before the end of the year, yet the UN Refugee Agency reports deaths on the Mediterranean Sea have nearly exceeded the death toll for all of 2015. The agency reports at least 3,740 lives have been lost this year, just 31 short of last year's total. The UNHCR reports 1 in 88 people crossing the Mediterranean Sea in 2016 is likely to die, compared to one death for every 269 arrivals last year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
2 weeks until the U.S. election, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are campaigning in Florida. It is believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Public opinion surveys in the state show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. Director of U.S. National Intelligence James Clapper told the Council on Foreign Relations Tuesday that the effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons is, in his words, probably a lost cause. Clapper told the group meeting in New York that the best that can be expected is for negotiations with North Korea to lead to a cap on its nuclear capabilities. He described North Korea's leadership as under siege and very paranoid. Human Rights Watch is accusing Turkish police of using the nation's emergency decrees to torture detainees. The rights group released a report Tuesday alleging 13 cases of torture at the hands of police. The emergency decrees, instituted after July's failed coup, absolves government officials of responsibility for police actions. Since July, more than 30,000 people have been arrested, most of them from the military, the education system, and the judiciary. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.